It seems there are fewer pilots flying the friendly skies. There's a looming commercial pilot shortage on the horizon. With me to talk about why and what to do about it is Stephen Skates. He's Flight Department Chair at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Prescott. And Stephen, how severe is this commercial pilot shortage?
It's pretty severe in the fact that a majority of the airline pilots over the age of 50 or actually 60 are going to retire in the next 5 years. And so we're looking at a shortage of somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 pilots in the next couple of years that are going to be retiring.
Is that due to mandatory retirement ages?
It is. The mandatory retirement age right now is 65, and that was bumped up from 60 a few years ago, but now the people that they extended it for are now all hitting the same retirement problem.
Is there any momentum to bump it up a couple years more?
I'm sure there's groups out there lobbying to do that, and I feel that in the future, it's safe to say that it will be extended probably to 67 and a half or 70, but I don't have a time frame on that.
So why is it then that younger people aren't coming up through the ranks and taking some of those spots?
Well, it's not necessarily that they don't want to, but the industry over the years for incoming pilots has been very low paying. You don't make a fair amount of money as an airline pilot until you've been in the industry for probably upwards of maybe 10 to 15 years. That has been changing recently. Airlines have seen that they're not able to attract younger pilots, and so they have upped the pay substantially from, say, mid-20,000s up to mid-60,000s for first-year pilots going into the regional airlines.
Do you think that that will help maybe stem the tide of the next generation of pilots that are looking to retire?
I think it will. Flying is very a very passionate way to make a living, and people are attracted to it. But if they can't make a living doing it, it's something that's going to keep them out of the industry to start, when they could go do something in computers or the medical field and engineering and make a decent wage to start. Pilots won't do it unless they can make a decent wage to start, knowing that there's a decent amount of pay at the end as well.
So is the hope here then that by raising the pay, that more people who theoretically would like to be pilots but do something else because they don't think they can afford to be pilots will now become pilots?
That is the thought process, is they would attract more people into the industry. But in reality, most people don't realize what the starting pay is when they start their training. They don't really realize that until they're getting close to the end of their training. And of course, that pay can change drastically depending on the market.
I'm wondering why the pay has been so low for so long, given that, as you said, a few years ago, they had to bump up the retirement age. It seems like this has been a problem that folks have known about for a little while.
I mean, the bottom line is the airlines, as long as they could get away with paying less money, they would. And it's supply and demand. And only now have pilots been able to demand a living wage as starting pilots at the regional airlines.
I'm wondering how much the lifestyle plays into it. I mean, it seems to me that it would be difficult to be a commercial pilot, for example, if you have young kids, because you're constantly flying somewhere else and not necessarily going to be home a whole lot.
Well, it is a lifestyle thing, and a lot of people are starting to look farther ahead at that. When you're young and single, traveling 10 to 15 days out of the month doesn't sound like such a bad thing, but when you're married and have a family at home, it really starts to eat away at your personal life.
So what role do universities like yours play in this? I mean, you mentioned that a lot of potential pilots don't realize what the pay situation is until they're already training to be pilots. So it sounds like maybe you don't have a problem with recruiting people who want to be pilots. Maybe the problem is convincing them to stay on and actually do it once they graduate.
Well, one of the advantages of a university such as Embry-Riddle is that in order to become an airline pilot, you have to have an airline transport pilot license. And traditionally, that license requires 1,500 hours of flight time. But an accredited university such as Embry-Riddle will be able to get that license at 1,000 hours. And so pilots can get a job essentially 500 hours before anybody else in the industry. And so that's very attractive to students that are starting in the industry. That's something that's publicized and everybody knows about it. And the pay is pretty much publicized now that the regionals have definitely upped their game as far as the pay from the 20s to the, $50,000s and $60,000 range.
Have you noticed that there are more people coming in who would like to be commercial pilots?
There is. Our enrollment numbers are up in the neighborhood of 10 to 20% each year just for the pilot industry, for our aeronautical science program.
And would you imagine that your counterparts at other flight schools have seen similar kinds of numbers?
I would believe so.
So do you think that given all that, the industry can sort of stem the tide and not face this serious crisis that is looming just around the corner?
Well, as much as we'd all like to make pilots as fast as we can and as many as we can, there's no way to really compensate for the shortage that's starting to occur with the retiring pilots. Embry-Riddle as a whole, between Prescott and Daytona Beach, is only putting out about 400 pilots a year into the industry, in an industry that needs thousands per year.
At what point do you think that air passengers will notice this problem?
Well, I think they already are. Some of the regional airlines, such as Horizon up in the Northwest and a couple other ones, I think Mesa Airlines, have already had to cancel flights just due to not having pilots. And there will never be a shortage of pilots for the major airlines, but there will be a shortage of pilots for the regional airlines. And that's where you're going to see the canceled flights, and they just don't have the staffing to continue on a regular schedule.
Stephen Skates is the flight department chair at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Prescott. Stephen, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye.